The permanent incisors and first molars are at a critical time in development around birth. These teeth are beginning the first stages of mineralization during this time, and it has been shown that dental defects in these teeth are more frequent in children with difficult or premature births. How does premature birth affect the timing of eruption of these permanent teeth at risk during this neonatal time? This was the question that was asked by a group of researchers from Finland who recently published the results of their work in the June 2003 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics. Their paper is titled, "The Eruption of Permanent Incisors and First Molars in Prematurely Born Children." The purpose of their study was to compare the eruption of the incisors and first molars in a group of premature infants with a group of normal term controls. This study used information that was gathered in the 1960s and 1970s in the U.S. as part of the Collaborative Perinatal Project. Premature birth was defined as a gestational time of less than 35 to 36 weeks, as compared to the controls who had an average gestation of 40 weeks. 328 prematurely born infants were identified in this way, and an additional 1,804 infants were able to serve as controls. The timing and stage of eruption was classified from dental casts that were obtained between the ages of 6 and 12. Each premature subject was matched with controls using age, sex, and race characteristics. How did premature birth affect the eruption of permanent incisors and first molars? Were they delayed since they were at a critical stage of development when the premature birth took place? Actually, the opposite was true. The infants born prematurely had significantly earlier eruption of permanent incisors and first molars. This study was not designed to determine why this earlier eruption occurred, but the authors theorize that since a period of catch-up growth has been documented following premature birth, the same unknown factors responsible for this growth acceleration may also affect the developing incisors and first molars, and therefore result in earlier eruption. So, what we can conclude from this study is that even though we don't know the mechanism, it appears that permanent first molars and incisors erupt at an earlier time in prematurely born children. This information may be important for the orthodontist if he or she is trying to accurately predict the eruption time of the permanent teeth. This article from the University of Oulu in Finland also has a very good review of what is known about the mechanism of tooth eruption and factors that affect the timing of eruption. If you would like to learn more about this process, which is critical to the practice of orthodontics, I suggest that you find a copy of the June 2003 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics.